USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A second public hearing in the impeachment inquiry into President Trump is underway on Capitol Hill. Ousted U.S.-Ukraine Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch is the featured witness. Yovanovitch, according to Democrats, ran afoul of the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, who they say was conducting unofficial diplomacy in Ukraine. The California Democrat who chairs the panel, Adam Schiff, says
Marie Yovanovitch was in Kiev when she was called by a senior State Department official and told to get on the next plane back to Washington.
In California, police make 5 arrests in connection with a Halloween party shooting at an Airbnb near San Francisco. 4 suspects booked on suspicion of murder and conspiracy. A 5th person was arrested as an accessory to the crime. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh? We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
President Trump at a campaign rally last night in Louisiana trying to help the Republican going up against Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards there. The president saying of the impeachment inquiry back on Capitol Hill.
The people of this country aren't buying it, you see it, because we're going up and they're going down.
Heavy suspensions and fines likely to come after an on-field scuffle between members of 2 NFL teams last night, the Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers. In particular, defensive end for Cleveland, Myles Garrett, and the Pittsburgh Steeler quarterback, Mason Rudolph. The Steelers QB tried to rip Garrett's helmet off when the pair were on the ground wrestling late in the fourth quarter, and Garrett responded by pulling Rudolph's helmet off and swinging at him, hitting Rudolph in the head. The world's largest Starbucks opening today in Chicago. It's called the Starbucks Reserve Roastery. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Vaping still causing significant health problems for more Americans. The CDC now says nearly 2,200 lung injury cases connected to e-cigarettes have been reported as of yesterday, with at least 42 deaths confirmed in 24 states as well as Washington, D.C. In election 2020 news, that Democratic field in the race for the White House just keeps on getting bigger, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Another Democrat gets into the race for 2020, former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick, making a late entry. Patrick filing the day before the deadline in New Hampshire, the first primary state. Patrick posting this announcement video on his campaign website.
I am today announcing my candidacy for President of the United States. Come be a part of this.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
A new study is looking into the lives of man's best friend, and researchers at the University of Washington and Texas A&M want to involve 10,000 dogs of all breeds and their owners in that study about how dogs age. Scientists want to look at the factors that decide a dog's lifespan and whether life expectancy for dogs can be improved. The Dog Aging Project, as it's called, will be looking at dogs of every age, size, and location. Online, we're located at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.